Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. This is April 19th, 2022. This is Deborah with you Tuesday evening. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you for being here. And those that are dialed in, those that are listening, and those who will be receiving ministry, God bless you. I pray that the Spirit of the living God, His living water and the bread of life will meet you this evening and anoint our time together. So again, thank you everyone for being here. And so I'm going to kind of pick up in my spirit where I left off last time I was here, but then also talk about, as you know, and grace you. Thank you for those of you who graced me with your prayers last week. I am going to talk a little bit about my dream that I had and the accident. So I am fine. I did need to just rest. And I mean, I probably could have came on and shared, but I couldn't have probably did the ministry part. That would have just been too much for me. So I didn't want to do that. So and I did need to rest. So so I thank you. My husband was wonderful. The police were wonderful. And my Jesus was wonderful. So praise God for that. So here's where I want to just kind of set this up, because 2 weeks ago, we had been finishing up, not here, but in church, on the book of Daniel. So we were just coming to the end of it in Daniel verses 10 through 12. That's how we were wrapping it up when we were sitting in church. And this is the Sunday before last week, before last Tuesday, before I would be here. And on Sunday, so there were a couple of things happening, really, because there was Daniel's prayer, and but I don't think I'm going to read all of that tonight. Maybe I'll read that next week, Daniel's prayer, or he prayed over the community and how he prayed and interceded, and he did that type of identification, repentance, if you will, but for the whole community, right, and for the whole people. And even though God was displeased, Daniel wasn't disheartened, and he knew the mercy of God, and he was making a humble plea. He humbled himself, and he was making a humble plea before the Lord, and he also understood very much so the word of the Lord. It tells us this, that Daniel knew the prophecies of Jeremiah. He was a student of the word, so he knew the prophecies of Jeremiah. And the things that Jeremiah prophesied, Daniel spoke into those as well. And then the Lord brought him even further into that. So we know Daniel is really incredible to think of all those years ago, and he just had a dream. Interesting enough, he just had a dream. And it was centuries, it's been centuries, and some things haven't even taken place yet, but, and then some things are very parallel, and it certainly is a prophetic book, end times prophetic book, the book of Daniel. So it was very good to go through, and encouraging us in the faith and how we're to live out, right? Because we don't want to scatter. Here's why it's important to talk about this when we're talking about end times, as well as because as a people, we don't want to lose faith. And I know that you've heard me talk about this last time I was here. We want to finish our race and keep the faith. We don't want to just scatter and all of a sudden think we just have to rely on ourselves and actually forget about everything the Lord's done for us. And always came through for us, and then all of a sudden become self-sufficient when we're dependent on him and keep pressing into him, okay? And so what was happening just before that, too, the week before as well, I had really been pressing into the Lord for some things, and I had been digging deeper into the treasures of the Word of God and desiring that, and also helping with another ministry with some evangelism leading up to to Easter and the Resurrection Sunday. And so I had been involved in that and committed in that prior to this. And then when I went to church on Sunday, the portion of the scripture that they were reading was in, Daniel 10, but his prayer is in Daniel 9. So I might touch back on that in just a minute. So let me see, Daniel 10, verse 12, we were ending service, and this is what it was. And then it says, and then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day, and you guys are familiar with this verse, from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humble yourself before the Lord, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. And when I heard that, and so I just bowed my heart and I said, Lord, that's what I want. I'm going to humble myself before you, because, again, I was going in deeper for the deeper treasures in the word of the Lord. And I humble myself before you, and I'm going to set my heart to understand. I want to understand what you're doing. I want to go deeper. I want to understand. And this is honorable. God moved, right? This moved God's heart. And it was very impactful and impacted Daniel, and it impacted results. Colossians 1:9 says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And so just even pressing into the Lord for this, I want, Lord, I need and I want spiritual understanding. God, take me, you know, deeper, and then committed to the power of the cross and lifting up his name and the evidence and the manifestation of his truth and his power in people's life for things to be reconciled, right? In Colossians 1:20, I know you've probably heard me say this verse several times and maybe prayed over you, but just that he has reconciled all things. This is what the word says, literally all things. Unto him, whether on earth or in heaven, has brought peace through his blood and the power of the cross. And just really lifting that up and interceding for people and the things that they needed in their families and in their own lives, spiritually, physically, body, soul, and spirit, right? Because it's wholeness. Wholeness, wholeness, and holiness unto his name. Oops, I have a, okay, hold on one second. Okay, so as we're doing that, it might be your heart as well. So then that was a Sunday, the 10th. Sunday night is when I had the dream. The accident was, the collision was Monday. So Sunday night I had a dream, and I didn't quite remember it until afterwards. And then even more came to me with more clarity once again last Tuesday, last Wednesday, I was more clarity on it. But what happened in this dream is that, and generally let me say this, and I know I've shared dreams here before, is that this is the general how I have dreams. Like I have a certain pattern. How the Holy Spirit shows me things in a dream, as well as you might have a certain pattern too. Well, in the sense, when I say pattern, but in way in which the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you've learned that this is the Holy Spirit and this is how he's, you know, shows you things, like that type of pattern. He repeats it. Well, so in my dream, when the Lord shows up, when Jesus shows up in my dream, he is, it's usually some basis of word of knowledge. And he is either showing me something or instructing me, like I know his presence is there. Either we're talking or we're standing shoulder to shoulder, like I have this knowing that it's him that's showing me this, okay? Or it's like this urgency, like I just showed you that for a reason, an urgency. Now start to intercede on behalf of this person, right? I've mentioned before that I've had dreams of leaders. I don't even know. I've had to Google their names later and come to find out that is who the Lord's had me pray and intercede for. So, but in this, or, you know, he'll stand side by side and he's showing me something, guiding me or instructing me, teaching me something. And then I'm to pray about that, somehow intercede about that. Like there's some type of word of knowledge that's displayed or known in this dream. And so the dream that I had Sunday night after praying, right? So after pressing into the Lord, committed to evangelism and lifting up the power of the cross, digging deeper into the treasure of the word, humbling my heart as humble as I can be in service, I humble myself before you as Daniel, and I set my heart to understand with all spiritual wisdom and spiritual, I want to understand, God, your word and the knowledge and knowing you more, right? In Ephesians, it's repeated. Paul repeats that similar prayer there. And so then Sunday night, then I have this dream. So in the dream, it was very quick, and it was almost like, I don't even know, well, I guess you would call it a dream because I was sleeping, but it definitely was an encounter with the Lord and a word of knowledge was revealed. So however that is, night council, whatever, however that is. So we were standing side to side and we were talking, like very friendship-like, and he was showing me the back of my car, and the back of my car was dented. It had been in an accident. And I was saying, is that my car? You should show me that. Like, is that my car? And then I said, no. I was pleading with him, like, no, I don't want the car to be in an accident. I don't want the dent on my car. And just pleading with him in some sense that I did not want this to take place and I didn't want it to happen. And then that was the end of my dream. So then I was meeting my husband. We were both driving into town, the other end of town, and which is not that far. It's maybe 15 minutes. And so he left a little earlier than I did. He was going to do an errand, and then we were going to meet at the dealership. He was dropping his car off for maintenance or whatever. So he left about 10 minutes before I did. And when I left the house, I was going in this back way, which is, I don't even know if it's called the back way, but it's just, I would just go straight down the road all the way in for 10 to 15 minutes, just straight down the road. So that's the way I decided to go in. Well, whatever. So anyways, where is this note that I have on this paper? On this particular way, I have to cross over the highway. Now, on this particular highway, they just are changing the format because your cities are probably getting very populated as well with people moving. There's so many people and so much traffic that it gets backed up. The traffic just gets backed up getting on and off the highway there, and it goes in both directions. So they decided a couple years ago, they're not quite done with the construction on it, but they're making this diamond interchange. If you have one of those by your house, or you can Google it later. Okay, so it's a type of innovative intersection where it temporarily shifts traffic to like the left side of the road, and it's like this unique driving pattern that helps stop delays. Okay, so it keeps the traffic moving. And it's very clever. It's very nice. But they're not done with it. So it's been in increments and progresses with this traffic, changing the traffic pattern for everything to fit. Plus, it's everything just keeps moving. People are getting on and off the highway as well as traveling over the highway. I was traveling over the highway. I was simply stopped at the red light. Okay, there was a red light, and I simply stopped at the light. This is so bizarre to me. So I stopped at the light. I noticed, I looked, there wasn't really anyone around me or anything. I've seen lots of traffic flowing the other way. And so I looked in my mirror, my rear view mirror, and I seen this car, I seen this truck just barreling up the road. And I said, oh, my God, I don't think he sees me. I don't think he sees the light, and I don't think he sees me. And I said, oh, my God, he's, like, going so fast. And so and all of this, like, when I say this, the first couple of days, when I would say it, it would be like these were, like, very slow slideshow, very in slow motion, how this happened in my thoughts and what I seen and then how I was taking it in. And so I said, oh, man, he doesn't see me. And then all of a sudden I seen him hit his brakes. And, you know, if you are driving super fast and you're trying to stop on a dime, if you will, your car will jerk like the car will jerk. And I seen it jerking like it was trying to stop too fast, you know. And I said, oh, my gosh, wow, he's really going fast. And I said, I decided that I should roll up as far as I could to help with the impact. So so that I wouldn't just get completely nailed. And I wasn't sure exactly if that was going to help or if he could stop sooner than that. I mean, I was hoping that it would help and to help with the impact wouldn't be as severe as if I just rolled my car up a little bit. And when I did, and then I stopped because I couldn't, still at the light. And I heard, literally, I heard the words, "You're going to get hit. You're about to be hit." And so I just braced myself. I just grabbed the wheel and I braced myself. I might have even had my head back all the way. I'm not sure if I did. And sure enough, I was just, bam, square, straight on, hit. And it did shake me up a little bit. And I didn't really know, on this diamond thing, there's not really a shoulder on the road. So I went past the light, through the traffic, and then turned left into the dealership and parked right by the road there. Well, the person who hit me didn't follow me. I was thinking they followed me. I got out of my car, and I just put my phone up in traffic, like lifting it way up high, and took pictures thinking they may have been traveling down the road, like they may have left the accident. And certainly one of those cars would have been them. Maybe it would have been useful information. So then I called my husband because he was in the area anyways. He knew right away that what happened. So he came over. Then we called the police. And the police came. I told them what happened. And then he wanted us to, the other car actually didn't leave at all. The truck didn't leave at all. They went up on this little wedge, on the, which I wouldn't have thought to do, but they went up on this little small little wedge of grass. So we went back over there with the police officer. She came over, the wife came over and did apologize to me. And anyways, I wasn't held responsible for the accident. Everything's going to be taken care of through them. My car's not that old. My car's like a 2015. But there's not that many miles on my car. So I was fine. The only thing I did realize later was that because my foot was on the brake, and my left knee did hit the dash a little bit, but it wasn't hurting. It just did get hit, but it wasn't hurting. But my right hip, because my foot was on the brake, I could feel in the joint, like it jarred something, you know? So I feel okay now. I just can't sit too long, but that's okay. So everything is good. So what I realized later about the dream, so praise God for that, right? It could have been worse. If I would have not seen him coming, I mean, I could have been doing anything. I could have been scratching my back and hit my face on the ceiling. I mean, you know, as anything, just not being able to brace myself even in that fact and seeing it coming was incredible. That was a blessing. The back of my car is drivable, you know, and when we went to the body shop to get a quote, that gentleman, this is what made me think, no, there's something going on here. The gentleman says, and I know this when people offer information that I didn't ask, that the Lord wants me to hear this for a reason why I don't have all the pieces together, but he said, "Wow, you are like the sixth or seventh car just this month who has been hit from behind." And I said, "Really?" And he started pointing out other cars on the lot, and the other cars on the lot were worse than mine. Because he said the number seven, that's what had my attention. And then he said, "Yeah, I guess people just aren't paying attention." And I said, "Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's something there. Maybe more will be uncovered when I actually take my car in. I'm not sure." But so that was just a little interesting side note. So then I was realizing in my dream later, this is the beauty of the Lord, and that he was showing me that the car was going to be hit, right? That it was involved in this accident. Never was the conversation or any concern regarding me. never did I feel like he was directing it towards me or looking at me in any function. In my dream, I was doing the talking. He was just showing me the back of the car, and I was making a plea that the back of my car would not, never in my dream did I even have an awareness that it was me that would be driving the car or that anybody else would be hurt or anything like that, which I thought was interesting, again, in hindsight, that he would cover me in such a manner where I wouldn't even have to concern myself with myself, you know, that he had me covered so divinely, protecting me. I'm very, very grateful for that and humble for that. And I know the enemy, because, you know, he gets gnarly sometimes when you press into the Lord. So I have certain things written down about the car that did hit me. I'm certainly don't want to show those on air just because they're specifics and even the license plate. But I will say this, that there was a number 9 in the license plate. And as I was just right before I came on air, and because I was talking about in Daniel 9, I thought it was interesting. And I was looking up the verse for the consecutive numbers that were involved in that number as well. So that's very interesting. And let me see where else I am here. So I thank God for that, and thank you for your prayers, and I will continue to press into the Lord. So here is, I have so many windows open here. So let me go back to Daniel 9, because, so this one, Daniel prays for the people over the city and the community and the people, but then also after his prayer, in verse 20, it talks about the 70 weeks of prophecy. And so I was waiting. I had seen this, and I was asking my husband, do you think the 70 weeks, it's 70 weeks, like not times 7, but by 7, it's just like 70 sevens, 70 weeks, so 70 sevens. And anyways, that it has to do with, I was asking my husband, do you think it has to do anything with when Peter asked Jesus about forgiveness, you know, and he said 70 times 7. Remember that he said about the forgiveness in Matthew 18? And indeed, it does correlate that Jesus was comparing his great patience and mercy of God with Israel, that he have with us as individuals and those asking for forgiveness. So that's interesting where there's a lot of overlap even with Daniel and Jeremiah again on an article there. So here, and again, here's just another place in Daniel. Let me just read 20 through 23. It says, and this is the 70s and 7s. While I was still speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of the people of Israel and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in an earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. Isn't that amazing? So this is what we're praying for. This is what I'm praying for. As soon as you begin to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. And then he proceeds to go on, which is definitely still to come. So that's part of the prophetic, end time prophecy prophetic there in Daniel. So that's very cool. And let me see if there's anything else here. Okay, well, thank you for your prayers, and God bless you, and let's pray, and then we'll open up the phone line. So thank you again for joining us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your heart. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. We just press into you, Father. We want to your wisdom. We want to gain knowledge in knowing you. Lord, we ask for your insight and spiritual understanding, Father God. We need your understanding during this time, God. And we thank you, Lord, how you speak and how you build us up, God, that it's preserving. God, it can preserve a community, God, a nation, Lord. And so we thank you, Father God, that the preservation, faith, and the preservation of your word that is anointed, Father God, and built on the spirit of truth, Lord, and your manifestation of your grace, Lord, will go forth from this place, God, go forth from this house, God, this PGN house, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to speak, Lord, and Lord, sometimes it's in a mystery, God, and we only know part, just like my dream, God, but I press in, God, and ask, Lord, for greater insight and greater understanding into your ways, God. I thank you for just preserving my faith, preserving my way, Lord, and following your instructions, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for continuing to speak, continuing to lead, and continuing to guide, Lord. I pray for every listener, God, that's listening this evening, Lord, will have your assurance as well. Lord, will have fortitude in their faith, Lord, as they seek you, Father God, and seek your ways, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for demonstrating your word to them, demonstrating your promise to them. We thank you, God, for the things that are spoken will be fulfilled, even when we only know in part as well. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. So let me just say the other part of this, as I was praying, what I was reminded of is my husband prayed for me after this. And at first I thought, you know, he was speaking of Romans 8:28 about all things work for the good. So at first I was a little like, oh, is this just like a cliche prayer, like this is just what comes to the top of your head. However, there was, when Randy prayed for us, the prophet said, it was quite similar to the same word about the Lord working it out for the good. And then I heard it one other time. So there's a piece there that is maybe yet to come or yet to be revealed, and just trusting the Lord with that, right? So when he shows us just in part, then we take that part and we acknowledge that it is him who has brought that revelation, and we trust him with that, and we lean into that even further. So I thank you, Lord. And there was one other, I thought there was one other thing with the number 9, but I'm not seeing it here. So let's open up the phone line. So thank you again. Blessings to everyone. Okay, 205-531. Is this Julia May?
Yes, it is.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. Oh, good to hear your voice. Okay. All righty. Okay, I know the, okay, thank you. I'm sorry, the Lord's showing me numbers, so I'm writing them down before I pray. Okay, so let's pray. Father, we just thank you for Julia May, Father God, in Jesus' name. I lift her up to you, Lord God, at your altar. God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And I think that's in Peter refers to the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that, God, and that it's costly and it's precious, Lord. And it has made a way, God, at your altar, God, to remove the veil, God, to remove the things that are hidden, to remove the things, God, that were difficult to see, God, that the image was difficult to see in the past. Like they had that bronzed, I don't know if it was a bronzed thing right before, gosh, and you know, where it says when we look into a mirror, we see dimly, because they didn't have, they just had metals that they had to pound out and that they could see in. That's as pure as they could get it. And it was dimly, it wasn't really clear like we have mirrors. And that's what this bronze, like a bowl lavin thing that they would cleanse themselves before they would go into, before the temple when there was a tent. And so, but now, so now we see clearly, and that has been even removed, that by his blood, he has cleared the way, he has made the way, and that we can see clearly before him, and seeking him and finding, like keeping our gaze on him and asking of Jesus clearly. That means there's no static. When you go before the throne and you go up higher, is they were seated in heavenly places with him, that there's great clarity there, like the static. We leave the static of the world and, you know, set aside those things that distract us. Even as we're going up, we have to set aside the things that distract us externally and internally till we are seated amongst him and can clearly see him and clearly tune him in and catch his gaze and take in what it is that he wants to show us and how you want to commune with him and fellowship with him. So I thank you, Father God, for such great clarity. I even see that it being a sweeter place. I see it being a place of celebration. I see it being a birthplace, like even a place of like celebrating births. So I don't know if that is literal or figurative, like spiritual births are being celebrated. So I thank you, God, for just the clarity. I'm just even seeing very vivid colors, that it's very vivid and very vivid with clarity, you know, like almost like a, yeah, like in a fascinating way, like when you see a, oh gosh, what is that? Like a Star Wars movie? I know that's what we're, like a Star Wars movie, you think, this is fascinating of all the things people thought of, and it's so vivid and so real, but you're taking it in like, yeah, this isn't too much of a stretch for my imagination. It is, it can be, it's plausible. Do you know what I mean? Like spiritually plausible. So, Father, I thank you for that, God. I thank you for making a way for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And the fact that you're seated, you know, so I see you seated, even leaning into the Lord, leaning into him. And again, there's a celebration type of thing happening. Great clarity. And, oh, my gosh. And I was going to say strategies, but there might be types of strategies and planning that are coming forth. So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, if I missed what I was going to say, Lord, bring that back to my remembrance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, God, we thank you for that place. Oh, the place because you're seated, that's it, that you were seated there is that the work isn't on you. I mean, the work is getting there to find our place seated with him, but the work isn't on us to accomplish what it is that we're asking for. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. You are a man of authority, Father. Send your word, Lord. Set things in order, aligning them, Father, according to your command, according to your word, God. Speak it forth. Speak forth your rhema word, Lord. Breathe your breath of life upon your word, God, that sustains and set things in order. We thank you, God, for wholeness and holiness. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that Julia May can find her rightful place seated before you. And I see you like leaning forward. We're like seated, but like your arms or your elbows are on your knees. You know what I mean? Like you're leaning forward, like, you know, engaged in this conversation with him, engaged in what's happening in the transfer of what's happening. So I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that she would gain likewise spiritual wisdom, insight, and knowledge of you, Father. I thank you for that. Just feeling your work in her heart, anchoring and tethering her faith in you, God, in Jesus' name, God, and let it be so on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. I want to go back there. Yeah. So how are you doing, and how is there any prayer requests you have? How are things going for you?
Just fine. Jennifer's back into the, you know, going to a day center, so praying for her have peace, because like I said, she had a little upset the other day, so you know, the doctor, you know, want her to try to get out, so just sitting at home, so praying for her and the rest of the, you know, her classmates, so just continue praying for people, God will in our life.
Okay. Oh, God bless her. And then how are things going with your job search?
I'm still looking at because like I said, I'm going to have a problem. I'm look like I'm going to have to do some remote. Her bus, it gets here when it gets here. It got here this morning at 9, then it might get here at 10:30 and 8:30, and it's probably like from 7 to 7:30. And I was talking to a friend that said, it's going to be hard for me to work with this bad bus schedule, you know, because
yeah,
we run behind. So I said, I'm really, you know, trying to find some remote. You know, I was looking today still trying to find some remote to work from home, you know, because I got my computer and stuff set up. So I still think that's that probably going to be a better situation for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
So because, you know, I worked in the school system, so I said, well, that ain't going to work. At 9, the school taking the 8:45, and I'm still sitting at home waiting on the bus, you know. And like I said, one morning it was 10:30 before they finally got here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's pray. Yeah, that's hard to do when that's not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pray for Jennifer. That's nice that she can go to. I'm glad that she's physically able and to go to the day center. So that's good. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We lift up Jennifer to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for your miracle-working power. God, your breath and your compassion, Lord, and your mercies towards her, Lord, continue, Lord. So we ask for your peace to be with her, your peace to be upon her, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would cover her mind and her heart in you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for that functioning role that the day center has in her life, God. And we thank you, Lord, helping her to process all that happens throughout her day, Lord, and her going and her coming in, God, that your goodness and mercy would follow her all of her days, God. And we just ask, Lord, and thank you for your goodness over her life, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I'm glad the accident went the worst in there, because God, like I said, we focus on him. He will protect us. We just got to keep our focus on him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got 402-214. I think this is Sharon from New York. Hi there, 402-214. This is Sharon from New York. She might have walked away from her phone for a second. Let me come back to her. Can you hear me? Okay, let me come back to her real quick. She might have just walked away for 1 second. Okay, we've got 802, no, 8. 828-989. Is this Jennifer?
It is, yes.
Okay, good. Jennifer from
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Thank you. Okay. I couldn't remember. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. Wait, let me start this so I know I have to come back here. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we come to your altar. God, we thank you, Lord, for your praise and your covering, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So, when I said the word covering, I'm seeing a lot of different coverings, and I don't know if there are people that you intercede for and somehow you cover them, you're covering them, and but I'm seeing like, so it's kind of like an umbrella, so each person is covered individually, and you're at the forefront and at the altar where we pray and where I generally see people when I say that. And then in the distance, in the peripheral vision, I'm seeing many different umbrellas, again, with many different people. So I'm under the impression, while it's in your visual range here, that somehow you're covering, there's a covering that's provided through your leading in Jesus' name. And I'm seeing the goodness of the Lord, like, so they're covered. They're covered. We thank you for that, Jesus, for the covering, God, and those that she's affecting with her life and covering with her life. And I don't know if you're covering them with the word. The word is covering them with the truth and the life, and the way of God is covering them. And his goodness, like he's raining down his goodness. And so not that they're not receiving it because they're covered, but they're able to recognize it in a different way than it, than they would than if it was happening in the natural world. There's a supernatural thing happening where they can see the goodness of God that is raining down on them, that it's a different type of goodness through their circumstance, a different type of like they're seeing it different than they normally would, and taking it in and recognizing it as the goodness of God raining down on them. So we thank you, God. God, you're so good. Thank you, Lord, for just the provision of your goodness that you supply, God, that you don't stop, Lord, in your goodness, even when our view is limited. When our doubt chokes it out, God, we thank you, Lord. You are steadfast with your love and your faithfulness, God, for your people. We thank you, Lord, for all those who are bowed on their knee before you, God, and you're covering them. We thank you for that, Lord. And I was seeing just before I said that, people even bowed humbly before the Lord. So there is something that you're doing as a forefront, and the forefront that is covering many people, or it will, but it's covering them. They're being covered of the Lord. It is beautiful, and that is beautiful. And the Lord is very profound that way, where he can speak very simply, but yet there's the depth of how profound it really is, and how really his nature is to, he wants us to be near to him. He wants us to draw near to him and to be in that. So for you to have the privilege to cover other people I just encourage you not to take that lightly, and whatever that looks like, in whatever fashion that might be, whether you're seeing it or not seeing it, you can ask the Lord to show you where you're covering these people, if you do not know. And so it is a good inheritance. It is a blessing for you. So God bless you for that. Amen. Okay. let's go. She dropped for some reason. I'm not sure exactly why. But let's go back to 402. She might call back and then we'll get that. Oops. 402-214. Good evening. Is this Sharon from New York?
Yeah. Hi, Deb.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, honey. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, I missed you a second ago. I don't know if you walked away for a minute, but that's fine, even if you did. So, okay, well, let me pray for you. Thank you, yeah, for joining us. Okay. So thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for Sharon. Lord, I'm sorry, I just poured my heart out there a minute ago. So thank you, Lord, for Sharon, Father God. We just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being before the altar of the Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for a refreshing and just speaking a refreshing and a renewing, even where the Lord says to renew your mind, renew, how's it in Romans 12? Renew your, okay, let me just go there. I'm not saying something right in there. Okay. Verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So I see a refreshing and a renewal coming upon your mind as you stand, you know, seeing before the altar. And it's like the fresh wind of the Holy Spirit just blowing on your mind and just reaching you. So so Lord, we thank you just for the renewing and the refreshing, God, and we thank you, Lord, for how it transforms, you know. And transform also is a type of perceiving, because when we just perceive things as the Lord perceives them, that is transforming, right? And and, you know, just like in the Transfiguration, right, when he had Peter, James, and John, they seen it one way in the natural, and then the Lord explained it to them. Even what they were seeing with their own eyes, the Lord explained it to them in a different way. Like, they thought it was one thing, and they were limited, and then the Lord spoke to them. Even in their limitedness where they wanted to honor the Lord, like, hey, should we build an altar here for the three of you, you know, for Moses, yourself, and Elijah, you know, let us build three altars. I mean, they were limited, but in their heart they were wanting to honor, but they were limited with their knowledge. But when the Lord spoke to them and revealed to them, it opened up their perspective. And that's what was, you know, that in itself is transformational, when the Lord speaks to us and shows us things from his perspective. That is refreshing, that is renewing, and that is transforming, because it transforms our minds onto his minds and seeing it his way. So, and that's everything. That's not everything. It's that's really what we're after. Even in the prophetic, is that it brings this renewal to our mind, or this placement of Christ being closer to us than we thought it was, you know, and stepping into that. So, it's like how the Lord, I want to say this, it's like how the Lord disciples us. I know that's weird. I've never heard anything like that before. But it's like how the Lord disciples us, is that he renews our mind and he refreshes our mind. It's not something that we can do on our own. Like, we learn and we seek and we're curious, but if we're seeking him, then this renewal will happen with our mind. It's not just a work that we can do on our own. It is a humble seeking him, and then waiting, you know, for his insight and for him to speak to you. So, Father, we thank you Lord, just for sending this refreshing, Lord, upon her spirit. And then there's other times too where it does that, where it's just this, he sends it. And it just comes to us, you know, because he's initiating it and he's speaking it. He comes before us. Sometimes he initiates in different ways, right, where he just deposits it upon us. Other times he might ask us a question and he's, but there's a reason for that. He's engaging us in something, right, because he knows past, present, and future. And he knows if we need to set something aside, to walk away from something, to separate from something in order to, you know, move forward in him, to receive something from him. And sometimes when we receive some things from him, it is humbly when we do that. We have to surrender. We have to yield to that in order to receive it. And we see people even in scripture in the New Testament, actually even with healings, is that way when the Lord comes before them and maybe confronts them, right? Like look at the man with the withered hand, and Jesus just walks right up to him and tells him to stretch forth his hand. So he doesn't even miss the place that is where, like, socially, I would consider that awkward if you did that in the natural, like in our car. I don't know if they did that back then, but I don't know. But that's, you wouldn't do that in our culture, you know. I mean, even if a child's seen a war vet, you wouldn't, you know, dwell on the fact they lost their leg. You know, you would not. That just is not cool in our culture. So, but Jesus is different, right? He just steps into that, and he asks us to do things that are different than that. And our even our response to him and our attention of our soul and our spirit has his attention because of his authority, that we just respond in a different way to him, but yet it still takes this yielding. It takes this surrendering to what we're confronted with from him, in order to receive, but then once we receive, it's so much better. We even forget this place that seemed like it was good for us. You know, his will is and his way is so much better, but yet we have to, that's just the way that he does it. And he brings it, and he, when he's transforming us, myself included, right, he'll just take us deeper and show us, hey, you know, you still have self-sufficiency here or whatever, you know, however he speaks to me or, you know, and whatever it is with you. I have no idea what that is, but I just see that this refreshing and this renewal and the perspective of the Holy Spirit, I don't know if it's coming upon you or it's on you. It definitely is on you. So it is intended. It is definitely intended, and it is for you. So we thank you, Lord, just for the refreshing and the renewing, God. And we thank you, Lord, let it accomplish all that you will and all that you purpose. And be transformed into your ways, God. We thank you for that, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the fruitfulness of it, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, as she stands before you, Lord, you refresh and you renew. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
You're welcome.
Would you please pray for my grandchildren? They're all real sick with the flu, bad flu that's going around. Yeah. My daughter took them to a hotel for a little enjoyment, and they all got sick, really sick.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'll pray for them. We can all pray for them.
Thank you.
So, Father, we just lift up Sharon's grandchildren to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we ask, Lord, for your healing to come forth, your healing touch and virtue to be upon them, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have created them fearfully and wonderfully. God, we ask that you expedite their immune systems, God, to kick this thing out. In Jesus' name, God, that you relieve them from pain, Lord, and discomfort. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you would be with them as they rest. God, let their bodies do, Lord, how you created them to function, God, to bring forth healing, God, and to restore the things that need to be restored in their fluids, God, in their counts, Lord, in their balance, Lord, in their nature of who they are, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, just for expediting their immune system and bringing forth your healing unto them, God. And be with them, Lord, again, as they rest, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you would be with them and minister to them, Father, and that your healing virtue and character would be dispensed unto them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm sorry. My phone is doing weird things. Or not my phone, my computer. 803-991. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
It's Everett, Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. Let me just check something real quick. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for Angela, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come before your altar, Father. I thank you, Lord, that she stands steady and secure, God, that her feet are fastened upon you, Father God. That your feet are steady and secure and like faceted standing on the Lord. And I know there is a word, I don't know if it's in Psalms, where it says, our foot, he will not slip, fall, or stumble. So it's secure on the rock. I thank you for that, God. I thank you for fastening her feet securely upon the rock, God, that she is found standing, Lord, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father. And like it almost like hearing people say, like it's almost like there's something special on your feet that are faceted, that are make your feet faceted upon the rock, faceted before the Lord, where you are standing, where, you know, it's like unmovable, and you're left standing with every hit, with every, you know, trial, with every take. You are standing, and it's almost as if, not that anyone wishes, you know, tremendous trials or hits on anyone, but just the sense of, like, almost like it's, hey, it's not fair because you have these extra things on your feet to keep you fastened. So I don't know if there's something with the grace of God that is upon you that he makes supply for you to be certain that your feet are faceted upon the rock, so that it is, you are unmovable, unshakable in it, and so much so that people notice, like, hey, but for you, you have this extra something, if you will, whatever they want to call it, extra grace, extra mercy, extra prayer, extra ability given by the Lord for you to be found standing. And but yet it's still the grace of God. And so so and how you are found standing and how the Lord graces you and teaches you along the way is something that is a testimony to other people, but not discrediting certainly your fortitude with the Lord, but also being teachable for other people, like, hey, this is our Lord. This is the nature, and the big picture of God is that he is a redemptive, and this plan is for you as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for fastening her feet, God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you know, where you show us that you give us the shoes of peace, God. And so I'm just, your shoes are like, they're different, I mean, than what I would normally imagine, I guess. But there's something where literally your feet are faceted into these shoes that are on this rock. So I thank you, God, for the ability that you've given her, for the grace that you've given her, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that she's even, Lord, as she shares, Lord, that it is teachable. Like even our testimonies are teachable because people are learning and yielding their soul to the Lord, their God, and how he functions in their life, the character of God, again, the bigger picture of him and his redemptive plan for all things, and that he is steady and secure. And so I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Father. Lord, if there be anything else, Lord, that I'm seeing, any notions, God, any nuances, Father God, to this vision, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I think that the other nuances is that you're actually not looking at your feet. You're not even concerned with them. You're actually just looking straight ahead, and your focus is your attention, excuse me to say this very specifically, your attention is on him and your focus is on the horizon. So this is keeping you steady, keeping your gaze steady and your, yeah. So that was very specific. I would go back and listen to that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your specifics, Lord. We thank you, God, for your guidance and for your hands, Lord, upon Angela's life, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for she is steady and sure in you, God. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. Your word tells us that no one can snatch us out of your hand. No one, God, can snatch us out of the hands of the Lord. So I thank you for that, God. And let that be so for her loved ones, Lord, those that have prayed to receive the Lord sincerely and genuinely, that the enemy, no one can snatch them out of your hands, God. So we thank you for that assurance. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Is there? Do you have any prayer requests?
Well, I just want to, I'm glad to get you back and you're safe. You got your text about you being in an accident. I was praying for you also, so I'm glad to hear your voice tonight. Thank God.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, if you could just pray on my father, that God is renewing his strength. Just to keep him motivated and to hold on, because God is going to heal him and restore him. So he's been dealing with afflictions for a little while now, and so we just believe in for miraculous healing for him, for his body, everything he's going through.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. I'm happy to. Father, we thank you for Angela's father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come into agreement with the request of these prayers, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Your word says, two or more gather in your name. There you are in their midst, God. And I thank you, Lord, for the prayer that we place before your altar, God. That is of your heart, Lord, that you are the healer, God, you are the God that healeth me, Father God. So we lift up these prayers, Lord, that you would renew his strength, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for restoring unto him his health, God. And we thank you for healing and restoration unto his physical body, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for speaking a miracle by your command, Lord. Send forth your word, a healing word and command for him, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just how you speak in so many different ways, God, and get our attention, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would reveal yourself in your word of hope, God, of sustaining strength unto her Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for his heart, Lord, to be renewed with strength, Lord, and that you when you heal, God, you heal in wholeness, Lord, that body, soul, and spirit, God. So we thank you, Lord, and lift up the wholeness of her Father unto you and ask you to speak your miracle, speak your word unto him, your healing words, God, and let it be anointed and purposed, Lord, accomplish that in which you purposed and sent it forth to do on his behalf, God. And we thank you, Lord, again, and agree for restoration and health in him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so amen. Much, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Angela. God bless you. Bye.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Okay. Okay. 251-229. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Let me pray for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Father, we thank you for Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for the coat. I'm seeing a certain coat on you, like a coat. Let me see. Just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, so it's like a protective clothing of warmth, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for that coat, that protective covering and the warmth, God, of your nearness and just even of your character and your virtue, Father God, to, you know, when people say like, oh, that just warmed my heart, you know, or, but it's the character and the nature of who the Lord is that he sends forth his warmth. So we thank you for that, God, and just covering her with your love and your character and your virtues, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for protection, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so it's kind of is like a petticoat, which is an undergarment. So it's a coat, a type of coat that you wear under things. So it brings structure to the things outwardly, but it is really only known, generally speaking, there's different variations, but for the person, it is, you know, obviously a private thing. So it's your intimacy between you and the Lord, but outwardly it does form a type of structure for people to see, and it enhances outwardly things that are happening outwardly, you know, because even we become, right, that aroma of Christ to other people, or people see our light and sometimes they're drawn to us or they don't even know why. So it's that type of thing where it's supplying this outward structure and it is evidence for other people are seeing it. They might not be able to explain or pinpoint or whatever, but it is, you know, the evidence is honorable to the Lord, and how he uses that to for it to be appealing to other people. So we thank you for that, God, this transaction that happens, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God, just how precious and close you really are to us, God, and how you display just even your nature through us outwardly to other people, God. And we thank you, Lord, that every nature and fabric in the natural of Sarah's life, God, would be used for the supernatural, God, that you would just anoint that you would bless it, that you would purpose it for its function in Jesus' name. And even, you know, there's just even in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, there's incredible miracles, incredible anointings with fabrics, with aprons, with just different types of things, you know. And then throughout all of Scripture with things in the natural that God anoints, even bread and light, you know, nothing is, you know, he created all things and all things are held together in him. So we thank you for that, God, and we thank you, Lord, for just demonstrating this through Sarah's life, God. I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. If there be anything else, Lord, or anything I'm missing or need to pray, Father, in Jesus' name, I want to ask for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. So the garment is white, and which is for purity. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would keep her place with you, God, pure, Father, and holy, God. We thank you, Lord, for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, and uncorruptible, God, in the name of Jesus, uncorruptible, God, Jesus' name. Jesus' name, uncorruptible. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, just something about saying uncorruptible as amen. I don't know if there's anyone listening to this, just maybe needs to ask the Lord, you know, for that renewal of purity and the places, to make those places uncorruptible before him, because he can do that. He works from the inside out. So I don't know if someone else maybe needed to hear that. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
God bless you, woman of God. And God just uses you prophetically, and I just feel the anointing, you know, that he's given you, like the mantle that he's given you to not only pray for me, but pray for others. And he's given you like a Proverbs 31 mantle woman that can speak out to others as well. So I'm thankful for that.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. God bless you. Well, is there anything
God bless
we can,
you.
Is there anything we can pray for you with?
Well, it's just pretty much my daughter Leah. She just was going through a little depression, but I'm believing the Lord to get her out and, you know, make her a woman of God that she is.
Okay. Is she still in school, in nursing school? Is that right? Is that the last time?
Yep.
She's still in school. Okay. Okay. And is she feeling overwhelmed with that? Do you think that's part of it, or no, it's something different or separate from that?
I think it was a little bit overwhelmed. Like, wow, you know, I took all these courses and, you know, I'm everywhere, but I'm just, you know, like I told her, you know, just take your time and, don't try to rush through everything all at once.
Yeah. Okay. Let me pray for her, because when you said that, that was weird, because I was kind of feeling that today. So, I mean, I didn't think about your daughter, but just when you said that, I was reminded about her schooling, and then I was thinking, I was feeling that a little bit today. I don't know. But anyway, so let me pray. It's Leah, right? See, that just came back to me.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Okay. So, Father, thank you for Leah. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the places within her, Father, that you are building up, Lord, and that we ask for your encouragement and your courage to be with her and upon her, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for every need that she has that she would ask of you. God, if she needs research, God, if she needs formatting, God, if she needs different study skills, God, or resources or whatever it might be, God, help or aid in writing a study, whatever it might be, God, I pray that she would ask of you and that you would make a supply for her, God, that your grace would go before her, preparing the way for her, God, and for success in school, God. I pray, Lord, that she wouldn't be too hard on herself, God, and Lord, but she would see that you have blessed her with the opportunity and the capability, God, and the ability to come before you, God, and to bless the work of her hands and all that she puts her hands to do, God, that you would bless that. So we pray for encouragement, God. We pray for insight, even in her writing and her skills and her learning and her test-taking and her retrieving of information, Lord. We just ask, God, and thank you, Lord, that the discernment, Lord, of knowledge would be upon her, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would even bless her ears to hear what she needs to say in note-taking, direct her even in note-taking, Father God, and bless that, God, that it's step-by-step, God. And it is stretching. God, let it be a good challenge for her, God, that she could see a favorable outcome, God, that her heart might rejoice in that she would even celebrate her successes, God. And we thank you, God, Lord, just for renewing her in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I got you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Pleasure to pray for her.
Oh, well, thank you, woman of God, and thank you for keeping her in your prayers and on your mind as well,
yes.
And may God continue to bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. You have a good night. Appreciate you calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, our next caller here is 469-782. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Benoit.
Bernard?
Benoit.
I'm sorry. Can you spell? I'm sorry. I don't know.
B-O-Y.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry. You cut out for a second.
Okay. B-E-N-O-Y.
N-O-Y.
Benoit.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I like to use people's names when I pray, so if I don't get that right out of the gate, that's not good. Okay, so Benoit. And where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Garland, Texas.
Texas. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for calling. And I'm not sure if I've ever prayed with you before, but glad that you're here this evening.
My coworker introduced me to you.
Oh, okay. Very good. And who's that? Is it Rhonda?
Yes.
Oh,
how did you get?
Because she is our faithful coworker. She is a saint and evangelist. Yes, so we love her here. So
yeah.
I just took a wild shot at it, and I figured it probably would be her. So praise God. She's a blessing to all of us. So. I think she's on, actually. I think I see her. She is here. So God bless you, Rhonda. Okay, yeah, Bernardi, let me pray for you. Yeah, thank you for your patience. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to say, ask me something or say something?
Yeah, multiple issue.
Pardon
first
me?
Of all, I said multiple issues. Are you willing to listen to me or no?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
So I haven't seen my kids in the last 6 years. Second of all, I have a little bit of alcoholism issue.
Mm-hmm.
Third of all, we as a family, we are not together. I only got my mother and my sister besides me. I kind of want to get everything together.
You want to get everything together, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, well, God bless you for that. God will honor that. And Benoit, I have an important question for you before I pray for you. Has there been a time in your life where you've prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I was 12 years old.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
One more thing, though.
Okay.
I know it's listening. But I got into a little bit of conflict. And I'm in a little bit of legal trouble.
Okay.
They assigned me the court date for May 11th. I'm hoping we come out okay. If you want to know the specific, I'll tell you.
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, it was my boy's birthday on the 12th. Not necessarily I wasn't pissed off at my wife or ex-wife or anything like that. So I went in. Got me some drink, and I was walking up the steps, and I just fell out. And when my mom, she called the 911, and the entire freaking unit showed up, police, ambulance, and everybody else. The only thing was my pulse rate was down. So my mom was like, I'm scared of, you know, how I was acting and everything else. And then they took me to the fucking hospital. I'm sorry for cursing. Please forgive me.
Okay. Yeah,
they took me to hospital, so I was there for like 5 days. They literally diagnosed me with my blood pressure, misdiagnosed, and pulse rate. So eventually I came home. This is where I am. I missed work for like almost 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
That's the matter. I want you to pray me.
Work. Okay. So is the lawsuit or the conflict about work?
Work is okay. They cannot do nothing
okay.
to me. I got FMLA.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me pray for you regarding your prayer request, and we'll see how the Lord speaks in and through all of this as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave your... Yeah. Oh, okay. So let me pray and then we'll talk. So Father, I'm going to mute your phone line for just while I'm praying. And then Benoit, I'll come open your phone line up again when I'm done praying. So, Father, I just thank you for Benoit, Father. In Jesus' name, we come to your altar, God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every request and humble plea. Lord, we place before your altar, God, in Jesus' name, God, every one of these burdens, Lord, may he lay them down, God. We thank you, Lord, that you invite us to come and to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. So I thank you, Lord, that as he sets each one of these down at your altar, Father God, Lord, that you would bring your restoring, reconciling power, God. And we thank you, Lord, even as we spoke of earlier tonight, God, that you restore in wholeness, God, and the places, Lord, even, you know, I'm just thinking of the man, if you have a Bible, you can read later, or Rhonda can, or pull it up on your phone, I don't know, but in John 5, there was a man who was healed at the pool of Bethesda, however you say that. And Jesus, it says there in the word that this man was in this condition for 38 years. And he was in a place where others were gathered that were believers. And during this time, it was outside the temple. It says at the sheep gate. And what was happening was there was a pool of water in this particular story, and what was happening supernaturally is this water was being stirred by an angel, and whoever got into the water after it had been stirred was receiving a healing. And so there's this manifestation of what was happening in the natural and supernatural at the same time, corresponding together, correlating together. And this man who was in this condition for 38 years was unable to get to the pool by himself because it called him a lame man, I think, sick or lame. And some versions were different. And so he was actually waiting for someone to come and to help him. But at the same time in his waiting, while he was looking at things in the natural, he thought it was going that his healing was going to come forth like the others' healings were going to come forth. And so he started to look inwardly and to almost in some like variation of self-pity maybe, or you know, this place of, well, it's not happening for me, if only this, if only that. It's just not taking place for me like it is for other people. And then these are all the reasons why. And then he began to kind of, you know, even when he was before Jesus. And I'm probably taking, emphasizing some of that that's not actually written there. But the point is Jesus walks up to him and it says that Jesus seen and he knew that he was in that condition. It says that. It literally says that. He's seen and he knew. And Jesus said these words to him. He asked him a question. Jesus can be very inquisitive in his questions to us, but it's very specifically engaging with purpose and says, do you want to be made well? This is what he asked the man. Seeing and knowing, and he had been in that condition for 38 years, and Jesus walks right up to him and says, do you want to be made well? And the man begins to answer in the natural. And Jesus speaks a word to him and commands him, pick up your mat and walk. You know, pick up your mat and walk. And so what happened was at the command of the word of the Lord, this man, at his authority and the command of the word of the Lord, he picked up his mat, he stood, rolled up his mat, and he walked. So he received what the Lord had for him, and he took action. He did what the Lord told him to do, and then he took the step of faith to step forth. And so I think I'm prophesying this to you, that the word of the Lord to come to you, that there is action that needs to take place, and then you take the step of faith where it doesn't seem like, how can it be, right? Or if you think of a step of like, oh gosh, what is that? Can't think of that movie right now, but let me just pray. So Father, I thank you. I just feel the Holy Spirit on this. I thank you, Father God, Lord, for healing Benet, Father God, that you come before him, that you stand before him, God, and send a healing word to him, God, and to speak your wholeness to him, God, body, soul, and spirit, God. I pray, Father God, in these places where he needs healing, he needs to be made well and to set wholeness and order within his body, Father God. I ask that you do that, Lord. I ask that you send forth your word, Lord, that he would receive the command, humbly surrendering himself to you, receiving the command, God, taking action and the step of faith that needs to be done, God, in Jesus' name, God. And I thank you for drawing that out. God, I pray for a reconciliation to happen with his own children, God, that he would do the work, God, just as Jesus came to reconcile all of his children unto him, Father God. And it was costly and it was sacrificial, God, Lord, but it was anointed and there was blessing and honor and anointing that gathered the fragmented pieces together, God. So I ask that you do that over Benoit's life, Father, as well, with his children, and restore and redeem those relationships, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask, Lord, for just even the protection of those children, Father God, in Jesus' name, that any lie that the enemy has whispered to them, God, that you would just remove that, tear that down, dissolve it. God, dissolve those lies like snow. God, let them have believing hearts, trusting hearts, renewing hearts, and perceiving hearts, God, that are of your wisdom and of your insight, Father. I ask for that impartation to come to them in Jesus' name. And God, we pray for the family and the structure, Father, that you would, again, Lord, that you would graft all of them in together by your word and by your blood as family, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for communication, that you would bless that, Lord, for opening doors, God, in Jesus' name, God, and we pray for favor to come on this legal trouble and this conflict, God. We ask, Lord, that as he continues to humble himself before you, Lord, that you would give him understanding, just as Daniel, and we prayed when we prayed open the Daniel 10:12, that he humbled himself before the Lord and sought his understanding. So I thank you, God, for speaking to him, God, and leading him and guiding him in the way that he's to go, God. And thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. So I see, like, when I said that, so I see the Lord helping you along the way, giving you his guidance and his word. And sometimes it might not be as strong as the command of his word, but it is the anointing of the word or the breath of God, you know, his insight and his guidance on the word for like a now moment, if you will, for when you need it and when you're seeking him, and that you are to take action on the word that says that you agree with that you received it. I'm going to take action on that. And then you're going to take the step of faith and to be made well. So, Father, I pray that each one of these requests, God, would be made well before you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your redeeming work and how you reconcile, God. And we ask for this anointing to be upon his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Can I ask you one question?
Absolutely.
How do you stay on this phone line so long?
How do I what?
How do you stay on this phone line so long?
So long?
Yeah. I know you're up there till 8:30.
Oh, right. I actually, it's only about, let me see, from the time I started, I think, well, I'm on Eastern time, so I'm a little different time zone than you guys in Texas, but
yeah.
Let me think. It's only about an hour and a half for me And then Randy will come on, and he'll go 3 or 4 hours. So you might want to ask him that. I'm only going to go an hour and a half.
Okay, let me talk to him.
Yeah.
Mr. Randy.
You'll have to call.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
Yeah, he's not here
Mr.
now.
Mr. Randy.
Yes, he will start at 9 o'clock your time, 9 o'clock Central Time.
Hold on.
You can call back in if you want. Yeah, you can call back in if you want. You can actually, if it's your first time calling in for Randy to pray with you, you can text the ministry line and just let him know that it's your first time calling. And do you want the text number?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a second. Let me put his name in.
Okay.
What's his number?
Okay, the number, the ministry text number for PGN is 214. So anyone listening can have this number, 214-505.
Mm-hmm.
8719.
Well, that's a little. Oh.
Pardon me?
It's showing an invalid number.
You might have to dial a 1, I'm not sure. 214. Did you get this? 214-505.
Oh.
Two one four. Mhm. 505. 505. Uh huh. 8719. 719.
Okay,
back in. Yeah, let me just pray for something too, God. We pray for Benoit's blood pressure. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that you are a God who knows, you know numbers, God, and you have a whole book of numbers. You know how many hairs we have on our head, God. So, Lord, and you spilled your blood, God, and that we can, Lord, our bloodline can acclimate with your bloodline, Father God. So we pray, Lord, for Benoit, Father God, in Jesus' name, and just encourage you even to take communion and pray as such that his blood counts, God, that you would even out the numbers in his blood counts, Father God, and his blood sugar and his levels, Father. I thank you, Lord, that he would participate, Lord, with to be mindful, God, of what he eats and what he puts in his body, God, and cautious. God, even when you're upon him, God, cautious of what he's to put in his body, God. So we pray for the protection and the balance of numbers to come to his blood pressure, Father. And we speak to that, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. I'm going to...
From this with you.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
The number, you mean?
Yeah, 214-505-8719, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay,
right,
well, I better make myself available for other callers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Pardon me?
I said, I'll still be listening to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, no need to hang up. I'm just going to close your phone line, just so you know. Yes, thank you for joining us and the privilege to pray for you, Benoit. We look forward to hearing a testimony as well. And let me just pray before I open up. So I have two more callers, 709-500 and 847-239. Rhonda sent me a note to pray for Kanisha. Is in ICU fighting for her life, respiratory issues, and then Donald is seeking employment and healing. Father, we speak to Kanisha. I was speaking to her the other day, Father God. We speak life and health and wholeness to her lungs, God. Breath of God, breathe upon her, Father, in Jesus' name, God. I ask that you restore to her God, restore to her, Father God, in her lungs, in her life, God, in Jesus' name, and her swallowing and her esophagus, God, and wholeness, God. Let the breath of God breathe upon her, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your protection and your preservation of life on her. In Jesus' name, God, I pray and intercede, God, with great compassion, Lord, and great mercy, God. Save her life, God. Save her life, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all those that are working on her behalf, Lord, administering your mercy, God, in the hands of nurses, Lord, with dignity, Father, in Jesus' name. God, let the wisdom of God fill that room. Let the presence of God fill that room, God. We thank you for her spirit, God, and joining with our spirit, God. We lift her up, God, and speak life and health, God, and restoration to her, Father, in Jesus' name. Please, Father God, please, Lord, we ask, Lord, we plead your mercy and your blood upon her, Father God, to restore unto her, God, restore unto her, God, her respiratory issues, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you. And I'm going to probably be praying for her through the night, okay? So, Donald, Father, we're seeking employment and healing, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand and your heart to be towards him, God. We thank you for your mighty right hand to lead him and to guide him, God. We thank you, Father, for him to seek you in all of his ways, God. We pray for the decision makers, the grace of God to be on the decision makers on his employment applications, resumes, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you would even show him specifically when applying for a job how to his resume, how to match the qualifications and the, so I thank you, Lord, even if he needs a counsel with that, like a, somebody who does that type of thing, Lord, for it to be favorable and renewing and refreshing and like just more matchable for whatever those words are, even if he has the ability, God, to match the, I don't know, the words, I'm not saying fabricate, I'm just saying make it, I don't know if it needs to be updated with certain language, God, but just in a favorable manner to that, for that to be upon that, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for people just helping and instructing, again, that that know that kind of thing and can fit the pieces together, God, for those that are seeking and those that are looking and those that are, and then even reading the qualifications, God, fitting those together, God. I thank you, so for the word of mouth would increase for him, that would be a favorable outcome for him as well, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for this healing that he's asking of and the healing that he has need of. God, we ask that your hand and your blessing be on that to restore unto him, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for your restoration and for your healing, for your loving kindness, and delivering him from any destruction and harm of the enemy in his physical body, God. And we thank you for life, health, and vigor and vitality. In Jesus' name, for Donald. Amen. Amen. And for Benoit as well. Okay, let me open the phone line because I just have just a few minutes here. So 709-500, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Destia from Canada.
Hi, Dustin. I thought maybe that was you from Canada. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Dustin. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to your altar. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing as the Savior. So I'm seeing the Lord show himself true as a Savior. You know, if you actually look up the word Savior in the Hebrew or the Greek, it means so much more. It's all more encompassing than just salvation, and not that that's not enough, so I'm not minimizing that or anything, but in the Hebrew, the intention for it, it's so much wider and broader and more profound. You know, it's even like a form of deliverance, which we do know that, and that is what our salvation is, but it's such a broader and wholeness of salvation of who he is. So I see the Lord showing you and teaching you that, and that he is, so I'm seeing like almost like even that, like that Superman-esque, you know, where he's showing you just how powerful he is and all that he does and all that his function is, and that he is supernatural. And, you know, the function that you know him in the natural, but he's so much more than that. And there's that super part of him that he wants to demonstrate to you. And as you call upon him and learn of him, and this is why he gives, you know, so many different names that he has, is because he has the ability to come through in that name. And as we learn of that and learn in the characteristic of who he is, and he demonstrates that unto us. And then sometimes he even does things where he supersedes that, just because he has so much joy and exuberance of expression and love and enthusiasm, you know, that he likes to just blow our minds in how he can function and do exceedingly more than we could ask, think, or imagine, because he's growing us. He's growing us outside of ourselves, including myself, you know, because we carry humanity, we have limitedness. But he wants to show you places where he's bigger than life, bigger than you've experienced, and that he is super in your natural. And may you wear that well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Very cool word. Okay. So our last caller, 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Stephanie from Illinois.
Hey, Stephanie. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I got 2 minutes. I'm going to close your phone line and then, okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us and waiting to receive prayer. God bless, Stephanie, God. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life. God, I just see, I've seen this room. I don't know if it's an office or what, but it's very nice, decorated very nice, like very appealing to the eye, nice color. Everything's in its place, and it's not stiff or anything. It's very welcoming. It's like it was designed, like this designer room, but not like floof, where you wouldn't want to just run into the room and jump into the chair, you know, like very welcoming and sustainable for people like you and I. And so, but it's very beautiful. And so it's this place with the Lord that you meet with him, that he has for you, that's designed for you, and that you're welcome. You know, he welcomes you there. It's just, the scripture says Jesus had a certain place. And so I see you having a certain place with the Lord. And that is really... it is very functional in meeting with the Lord, because there's such an anointing can be on that place, in that certain place where you don't have, you can just like slip into that place and you feel the presence of the Lord is there. So I see a welcoming spirit of the Lord, an inviting spirit of the Lord, designed for you. So the word and the picture of that is that it's designed for you. His place is designed for you, that is welcoming, that is warm, it is certain for you, like that certain place for you. So I thank you, Lord, for this meeting place, God. I thank you, Lord, that you would grow in this meeting place, God, of her hearing from you, of her experiencing from you, God, even as she lifts her prayers and her prayer requests to you, God, that you would do just amazing things, Lord, profoundly depths of meeting with her, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that, God, and being with her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and it certainly is like family, like it's like family and a good family. So, and the blessing of the Lord is on it. So, praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay, so thank you everyone for joining us, and God bless you. You will have to probably dial back in to catch Randy, Pastor Randy, Prophet Randy. His the number that, well, you know the dial. Back then, the number is 319-527-6027, and he will start at 9 o'clock Central. So thank you for joining us, and shalom. Bye.